Right now it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And one of the major stories to come to us is that in that game to get to the championship, the San Francisco quarterback, who was their third quarterback of the year, the rookie that had done such a great job, he sustained a complete tear of his UCL. So there was no way he could continue. No way that he could continue. So that's just plain too bad. Or just plain too bad at all. Anyway, in other sports of other sorts, we have a quote from Pat McAfee. He rips NFL officiating on a questionable no call on Championship Sunday. Quote, "I think the refs suck," end quote. The game that got the most scrutiny, of course, was Kansas City Chiefs at Cincinnati Bengals, which saw Patrick Mahomes head back to the Super Bowl after they kicked a last-second field goal. Whether it was a questionable pass interference call, redoing a third down play entirely that might have forced the Chiefs to punt, or what might have been holding on the final Mahomes rush that led up to the crucial unnecessary roughness penalty, referee Robert Torbay and his crew from that game have caught loads of flack from experts and fans alike. McAfee said this piece on the Pat McAfee Show on Monday. "I do think we have a massive officiating issue. I think the refs, not all refs, there are ones that really are terrible, and they shouldn't be in playoff games. Why are they in playoff games, especially when there's only two games and there's nothing to the 15 million people that are watching? That's a great question." He believes the NFL refs being part-time rather than full-time is a part of the issue, suggesting they could be swayed financially. That's that is an interesting comment. But there's no doubt about the call at the end of the game. That was definitely roughing the passer. He was 3 yards out of bounds. There were a lot of other wacky things that happened in that game, though. They're absolutely right. But we've got the Super Bowl coming up. The teams are all set. Philadelphia and Kansas City. All right. Taking a look at action from the NBA yesterday. The Nets defeated the Lakers 121-104. Are they the only local team that played yesterday? They were. Coming up today, the Knicks take on the Lakers. Taking a look at the standings. We just look at the East because of the Celtics, the Nets, and the Knicks and stuff like that. Celtics in first place by 2.5 over the Bucks. They stand at 36-15. The Nets in fourth place, 31-19, 4.5 back. The Knicks in seventh place, 27-24. They're 9 games back, but they're only 3.5 games out of fifth place. So they're playing. They're having a pretty good season so far. Let's see if it keeps up. Let's go over to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, let's see here. What games do we have from yesterday? Just one, I do believe. Yeah, that's it. And it's not a local game. It was the Jets over the Blues, 4-2. Coming up today, still no local games. Tomorrow, the Bruins take on the Maple Leafs, then it's on to All-Star Weekend in the National Hockey League. NCAA men's basketball. Top 25 action. Texas Tech defeated number 13 Iowa State 80-77. Number 10 defeated number 11 Baylor 75-71. Number 6, Virginia over Syracuse, 67-62. Number 1, Purdue over Michigan State, 77-61. Number 7, Providence defeated Villanova, 70-65. And number 10, St. Mary's over BYU, 57-56. All right. That was from yesterday in our region. All right. Don't have any other scores. That's it. That's it. That's it. And that's a check on sports, son of a gun. I was looking for the UConn women, but I guess they didn't play, and the UConn men didn't play, I guess, as well.